Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I come to you on the day before Thanksgiving. And I'm coming to you from our sanctuary where we are preparing for our Thanksgiving Eve worship service. And you can perhaps see before me a cornucopia representative of an abundant harvest, a reminder of God's provision and the abundance of the foods that are available through the tilling and maintaining of God's creation. As a nation, we give thanks on Thanksgiving for abundant harvests, for many things, and we're encouraged to do so, and perhaps you'll do so tomorrow when you gather with family and friend around table and have hopefully an abundance of food yourself for this meal. As we do so, I encourage you to also be cognizant of and to remember to pray for and perhaps even invite those who may not have a place to share a meal. They may not have abundance this year, and maybe it's been quite a while since they have enjoyed an abundance of blessings from God's creation. This table is before me, and behind me is the Lord's table, the altar, where we celebrate Holy Communion, and it's been set in preparation for our service, our Thanksgiving Eve service. And at that table, we also give thanks. But in addition to giving thanks for God's blessing in terms of material blessings, in terms of food to sustain life, we give thanks for the gift of everlasting life through the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. In both places, we are sustained. One, around dinner tables, we're sustained physically. Around the Lord's table, we are sustained spiritually and emotionally, and each are life-giving. So as you celebrate Thanksgiving this year, I encourage you to be mindful of both of these tables, both opportunities to give thanks to God for God's provision, for God's love for each and every one of us. And I encourage you to share that love as well. Have a very happy Thanksgiving. And if your schedule allows, we'd love to see you in worship on Sunday as we begin the Advent season and move and make our way towards the celebration of Christ's birth together. Take care.